This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. I don't know why I paused there. First word for today is adventurous, A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-O-U-S. This is an adjective from the 15th century, 1A. Disposed to seek adventure or to cope with the new and unknown. Ooh, that was a very poetic definition, I felt like. As in, an adventurous explorer. 1B, the synonym is innovative, as in an adventurous artistic style. 2, characterized by unknown dangers and risks, as in an adventurous journey. Adventurously is the adverb. Adventurousness is the noun. And here we have synonym information. And if you remember from the past, I kind of like these because it really just gives you a better idea of the word and all the various synonyms. So here we go. Venturesome, daring, daredevil, rash, reckless, and foolhardy mean exposing oneself to danger more than required by good sense. And I did leave off the first word, the original word, adventurous, which I have been doing, but I feel like I should start saying that one again. So, adventurous implies a willingness to accept risks, but not necessarily imprudence, as in adventurous pioneers. Venturesome implies eagerness for perilous undertakings, as in venturesome stunt pilots. Daring implies fearlessness in courting danger, as in daring mountain climbers. Daredevil stresses ostentation in daring, as in daredevil motorcyclists. Rash suggests imprudence and lack of forethought, as in a rash decision. Reckless implies heedlessness of probable consequences, as in a reckless driver. Foolhardy suggests a lack of good sense, as in the foolhardy sailor ventured into the storm. Next word is adverb. Again, just like adjective, we see this a fair amount here. This is the first form of adverb, a noun, from the 14th century, a word belonging to one of the major form classes in any of numerous languages, typically serving as a modifier of a verb, an adjective, another adverb, a preposition, a phrase, a clause, or a sentence expressing some relation of manner or quality, place, time, degree, number, cause, opposition, affirmation, or denial, and in English also serving to connect and to express comment on clause content. Wow, that was a long sentence. It says compare to the words adjunct, conjunct, and disjunct. The etymology is saying this is from the Latin adverbium, which is made combining ad plus verbum. I wonder in Latin if it's verbum. I think it might be a W sound, which means word. And there's more at the word word. Whoa. Okay, second form of adverb is an adjective. Weird. From 1879, and it just has the synonym adverbial. And that is our next word, adverbial. This is an adjective from 1611, of relating to or having the function of an adverb. Adverbial, again, is the noun as well, and adverbially is an adverb. Whoa, that hurts my brain. Adverbially is an adverb, which means you could say something was done in an adverbial way. I don't even know what that would mean. Ooh, I might have to try and write a sentence or something using that word. Next is adverbum, A-D space V-E-R-B-U-M, and if I remember correctly, verbum is the Latin word for word. I learned that in the etymology of the word adverb. And I don't know why I'm just now realizing this, but verb and word are sound and spelled very similarly. If the V is turned into a W sound, like I believe it is in Latin, verb becomes verb, and it's just the B changes to a D. You know, English has evolved over many, many years, so I'm not surprised that something like that has happened. Anyway, adverbum is this word. This is an adverb from circa 1580. The definition says, to a word. So I think that's literally what adverbum means, to a word. And the synonym is verbatim. I have a short story about that word. When I was young, we had those, I guess they were like two or three inch floppy disks, although they weren't floppy, they were the hard ones. And one brand of disk was verbatim. And I was young, you know, this was like mid to late 80s and probably early 90s, so I was around 10, give or take. I didn't know what the word verbatim was. So yeah, that's my story. Next is adversarial. This is an adjective from 1871 of relating to or characteristic of an adversary or adversary procedures. And next is the word adversary, the first form. This is a noun from the 14th century, one that contends with, opposes, or resists. And the word enemy is a synonym. Adversariness is a noun. Second form of adversary is an adjective from the 14th century, one, of relating to or involving an adversary, two, having or involving antagonistic parties or opposing interests. That would be weird to have an antagonistic party for your friends, like an antagonistic birthday party or something. This is a stupid idea I just thought of. As in, divorce can be an adversary proceeding. Next is adversative. Adversative. A-D-V-E-R-S-A-T-I-V-E. This is an adjective from the 15th century, expressing antithesis, opposition, or adverse circumstance, as in the adversative conjunction but, and but is in italics to show that but, the word but, is the adversative conjunction. Adversative is also a noun, and adversatively is an adverb. Next is adverse, and looking at where we are in the column, I think this will be the last word for today. A-D-V-E-R-S-E. This is an adjective from the 14th century. One, acting against or in a contrary direction. Hostile, or hostile, depending on how you want to pronounce that. H-O-S-T-I-L-E. That is a synonym, as in hindered by adverse winds. 2A, opposed to one's interests, as in an adverse verdict, or heard testimony adverse to their position. And then it says especially the synonym unfavorable, as in adverse criticism. 2B, causing harm. Harmful is a synonym, as in adverse drug effects. 3 is archaic, opposite in position. Adverb is adversely, and a noun is adverseness. That will be the end of the episode. Thank you for listening, and I hope you are looking forward to the next one, because it's going to be a great one. I have no idea why, but I'm just going to say it is. Thank you and goodbye.